Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
On our Facebook page, Janitra Love wrote, I started listening to the show when my daughter was 5. She just turned 25 on the 17th. I just told her that the Burt Show was ending. And as I was telling her that, I just burst into tears. I got instantly overwhelmed with sadness. She said, oh, Mom, I know how you feel. That's like if they ended SpongeBob. Wow.
We got equated to SpongeBob?
Right. That is
living the dream.
New
Big
level
deal.
Right there. New level. All right. So Tommy has teased us by saying that this next guest that is coming in studio as we wind down the Burt Show, which is turning the lights off on the 24th. I don't know who's walking through that door, but I can see the sincerity in Kristen's eyes. Unless she's just really learned how to BS really well the last week.
You've taught me a lot, but I haven't picked up that little fun trait right there.
Nah, like when Tommy says profound, I'm like, okay, who do you got? Like, you bringing Frida back? But that's impossible.
May she rest in peace.
Yeah, Frida was the woman that I made out with at Six Flags, and she was like 60-something years old.
Oh, what a shame that she won't be back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did not dig her up.
No, but we did check to, you know, and Tracy found the obituary. So.
Yeah, I saw that.
Not too late to get a Ouija board out.
Yes, it's Frida.
And it wasn't the kiss that put her in the grave either, just so
that we know of. Maybe it was prolonged.
All right, so where are we going with this?
All right, as I said earlier, this person has had a profound impact on your life, particularly your spiritual life. This gentleman has joined the show from time to time. You often quote things that he has said.
Oh, no way.
Please welcome back to the Burt Show studio for one last time, Pastor Andy Stanley.
This is crazy. Can I tell you how crazy this is? I'm going to tell you how crazy this is here in just a couple of seconds. Oh, my God. What an honor.
Hello, sir.
Hi.
Hi.
Good morning.
Andy, hey. Thank you for coming in.
This get the hugs.
This is crazy.
Because this is the first time Bert's seeing everybody when they walk in studio, so we got to get the hugs.
Not doing it anymore.
So the last two nights have been watching your messages from...
You're making that up.
No, I really have. I'm going to tell you what they're all about. From this Sunday and last night. Did we give him the crappy headphones?
No, he's good.
I'm just crappy at putting them on.
So I was watching last night, actually, and the night before. This is just craziness. So as I'm watching you and your message, without getting too far into it right now... was perfect timing for me. Basically what it is like when somebody is doing you wrong,
walk in Jesus' footsteps, like, how would you react to that situation if you knew Jesus was behind you? Like, you wouldn't act out. You could probably explain this better.
You were listening.
Since it was his message.
Preach. The third part's coming up Sunday if you're available, and I think you are, because after Friday, you got nothing to do.
I'll be in San Diego, but we'll be watching there. Yeah.
We'll have you. We'll figure that out.
Wow. But the message really is like, I mean, treat people like God is behind you.
Yeah, like God's with you. The Lord is with you. What do you do? What do you do when you're confident that God is with you? You live a different life, do things different. Wow.
So the first day I'm watching it, I get a text as I'm watching that from Billy Phoenix.
Seriously.
Just as the time I'm watching it, right?
Wow.
Who's also with North Point Church. And then last night, as I'm watching it, I had the thought, I wonder if these guys could get Andy in, but I'm not
going to... Last night you had this thought?
Last night, but I'm not going to ask them to do it because they're already busting their booty on bringing all these guests in, preparing a show. So I decided against it. So it's...
Seriously. Almost swear.
I did.
I almost swear to God.
I promise.
Not in front of Pastor Andy Stanley.
It's your show.
You thought about it last night, and he shows up today.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I'm telling you that. It's absolutely the truth.
Can you ask the Lord today for some winning lottery numbers? Right.
Thank you so much for coming in. Hey, I think you know how much you've meant to me in this show over the years.
Well, you have invited me in at critical times. But let me tell you what. One of the things I'm so grateful for, first of all, not going too far back, you invited my son on, gave him a big shout out with his new comedy career. So that was cool. But then years ago, my daughter wrote these, what she called Allie's Rules for High School. I don't know if you remember this. And she wrote these rules because the girls she was mentoring were about to start high school. She's like, oh, they need to know what they're doing. They're going to high school. Mm-hmm. So she wrote out these rules. They circulated. You got a copy. Mm-hmm. And the day school began that fall, you read my daughter's rules for high school girls on the air, and her phone, of course, blew up. And then she and my wife took that and wrote a book for moms and daughters because they got so much positive feedback from you reading Allie's rules for high school on the air.
That's insane. Thank you.
Yeah. Wow, it was, their little book's called Meet Me in the Middle. And it's, you accidentally, blew all that up, and we're so grateful. So, it goes both ways is what I'm saying.
That's the thing that I've really embraced over the last couple of weeks. You know, I've said the words before that you just never know how you're impacting somebody, how we're impacting them in traffic. You know, Andy, we come in here. We make people laugh. These are my friends.
We try to make people laugh.
They laugh.
These are my friends. So we're just having a good time for 5 hours, and then it gets creative after the show. But you just never know, like, who's listening or who you've helped out, or in this case, just read a letter that had such a tremendous impact, a ripple
thousands of high school girls. And then their mom saw the list and are like, oh, honey, you need to put this on your wall and you're starting high school because it's so challenging. So, and as I was driving in, I thought, we kind of do the same thing. We entertain, we offend, and we inspire. I'm like, we have the same job, right? It's just, you're way more fun. So. I was going to say you don't have to do it at 9 o'clock on Sunday morning, but you do it at 6 a.m. Right. every morning. So I don't know.
I'll trade you starting Monday.
Do not do that.
I don't know. That'd be kind of a fun podcast. So we'll figure that out.
I've always given Andy a hard time because years and years and years ago, he invited me to join him on stage on this is what I love about North Point Ministries is that, what do you call it? The church for non-churchgoers?
Well, we want it to be a church unchurched people love to attend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they were doing a seminar one night and Andy invited me on stage. Why don't you take it from there for a sec?
Well, people are like, but what's he going to say? I'm like, it's Bert. He can say, I'm not going to edit Bert. And it was a super honest conversation. Mm-hmm. And of course I knew you would be honest and transparent. That's the draw. That's the magnet. That's what your magnet is. That's your superpower. But bringing that into a more of a religious context, I didn't feel like it was risky. I thought it was great.
Well, it was about dating and it was about sex.
Yeah.
And I talked about my dysfunctional relationship growing up with sex also. And I think a lot of people in that congregation were like, he's allowed to say that? And I thought it went well, and Andy and I hugged.
Great.
And then I never got invited back. So I was like, oh, maybe it didn't go as well as Andy said that it went.
No, it was
immediate regards.
I didn't even feel like it was risky. I just thought it's authentic, and that's what we wanted to do with our church, is let's talk about real stuff with real people and real things and try to strip out all the unnecessary religious part, and just, it's about life, you know? So that's what you do. And that's why you've been so successful for 25
years. I know, isn't that crazy?
And I've heard you talk a little bit about how you're feeling about all this, but it must be weird.
I'll just say to you the same thing I've been saying to these guys. It's like, this has always been a dream of mine, is to be able to travel the world and live freely and really, I don't want to say chase joy, but just really find something that really fulfills me every single day. And while I love this job, I've put too much pressure on myself for 25 years on making it sound a certain way, making sure the ratings were great, listeners were taken care of, my family was taken care of, that I don't really know that I've allowed myself a lot of joy in 25 years. Wow. And I've also performed my entire life. I've been Burt Show Bird, and now I'm questioning what's performative and what's not. And I want to go really find out what Burt's all about right now without having to do it in front of an audience.
Well, you'll reinvent yourself in a wonderful way. That's what happens. And the thing is that what you're doing that's so wise, even though it's so hard, is you have, you know, God willing, a lot of years left. You got good energy left. You got good health left. And you got time. And whatever happens, sometimes I think we don't know what's going to be next till there's time for there to be a next. Mm-hmm. And to get fully unplugged, which I can't imagine. I mean, I the idea of waking up one day with no responsibility outside of my family, you and I have never, mm-mm. I mean, that's, we don't even know what that's like. You're about to find out.
Right.
But, and you got other stuff. You got your podcast network, yep, and Burt's Kids. You're still.
Burt's Big Adventures going on. Yeah, of course. So,
you got stuff going on.
It's funny you say that, because I have a text written out to somebody that I am approaching about a podcast probably tomorrow. So I'm already grinding. Yeah. I'm not even gone yet.
Like I said.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah. This whole thing is really coming full circle. It's so beautiful that you're in here today. So when we first got to Atlanta, Stacy has always been connected to her religion more than I have. I was born to Jewish parents. Then when Stacy and I started dating, she introduced me to the church. While they were at church doing all the church thing, where they're standing up and they're sitting down and they're standing up and sitting down and doing the same thing every week, I was so bored. I just decided, look, if I'm going to be here and I'm going to be with my wife and her family, then I'm going to read the Bible, right? So I start reading the Bible every Sunday while they're standing up and sitting down and getting all the food and everything, and getting the drink and all
that. And to be clear, that was a different church.
Yeah.
That was a different church. Yes. Yeah. Okay. That's what I'm saying. So,
just to be clear.
Yeah. Andy's is so, that's where I'm going with this. So okay, Andy's is so different. So that's where I was introduced into Christianity. And
so wait, so you were so bored in church, you began reading the Bible.
Yes.
That's a unique story.
That is.
Congratulations.
And what a story that is, man. There is so much drama there. That is a Netflix special. I'll tell you.
Yeah. They made a movie about it.
Yeah, they sure did.
Several.
Yes.
So I swear I'm going somewhere with this. Yeah. So we were doing that. I wasn't really connected, but I really started to feel very close to Christianity. We moved to Atlanta, and we were checking out and kind of sampling different churches, and she was so turned off by a lot of the churches here because she wanted to get involved in the church. And they're like, sorry, you've got boobs, you can't. So she was really, really disappointed with that and couldn't find a church that fit her and kind of her progressive take on Christianity. Then we landed in at North Point at Buckhead Church, and everything absolutely changed for us. Mm. And now, 25 years later, I get a text from Stacy a couple of months ago that says, hey, I really want to get back to Buckhead Church, but this time I want to get my hands dirty. Can you set up an appointment with Andy? And you could take it from here.
Yeah, and so you texted me. I said, absolutely, and we met. And we had an incredible conversation.
Yeah.
I didn't know her. Mm-hmm. So impressed. And
she's a force.
She is a force. I there are people in the world. We met them. You know these people. They're the gonna do it anyway people. Mm-hmm. You might as well help them because they're going to do it anyway, right? And you should get out of the way because they're going to do it anyway. And I thought, she's one of them. So I introduced her to one of our gonna do it anyway incredible staff women, Susie Gray. And so they've met. So anyway, so thanks for that. So she's that connection.
Yeah. So she's going to be, helping out at the church more.
I love
it. Just full circle.
This is so kismet. Yeah.
So what?
Kismet.
Kismet.
Mm-hmm. divine.
Dead air space. I'm not supposed to have that. I didn't know what to say.
I don't think the word kismet is in the Bible yet. No, yes. Yeah, okay. Maybe the next edition.
It really is awesome having you in here. I'll ask you since we don't get to do this all the time. So as I'm taking this leap, and it really is a leap of faith here now, because I am going to travel. My whole world is going to change. I'm getting married in March. You know Amanda.
Yeah. Known her longer than you have, I think.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. Man, did I hit the lottery, man. Yeah.
Great photographer, so talented. Been on shoots with her. Amazing, yeah.
And just the greatest person in the world. So I'm getting married in March, and we're going to be moving in together after we get married. So everything is changing here. So as it pertains to faith and Jesus and Christianity, take me out of the equation. Anybody going through a big change, a life change, what can you say?
Well, as it relates to faith in Jesus and Christianity, just to make sure you ask me to answer that question.
Yep.
Okay. So here's what I would say. When Jesus preached the Sermon on the Mount, found in Matthew, in parts repeated in Luke, I think this was the message he preached over and over and over and over. This was his go-to. And at the end of that long message, it's the longest one that we have recorded in the scripture, he says this. He says, anyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house or built his life upon a rock. So the wisdom and the instruction in that one message, he said, is so inclusive in terms of life in general. If you'll take these principles and build them into your life, it's like building your house on a rock. And when the storms come, because the storms will come, your house will stand. And he said, and anyone who hears these words of mine and doesn't put them into practice, which is most church people, they go to church, they hear it, they go, oh, good sermon, pastor. They don't do anything with it, right? That in fact, most people, their religion is about feeling guilty. I felt guilty today. It was a religious experience. Jesus is like, no, I want you to do something with what you've heard. So I say to people all the time, if you want a starting place, regardless of what you think about Jesus or the Bible, that one message, he said, it is so instructive. If you will put these things into practice, you're building your life upon something that will stand, whether it's your marriage, your career, your relationships, all of it. So, good starting place.
That's pretty good stuff there.
Yeah.
You should think about doing this for a living.
Thank you.
Jesus really knew what he was talking about. I can't thank you enough for being here. It's just so strange that I've been thinking about inviting
to
you.
Invited, and as soon as I got the invitation, I said yes. I was in Hoboken yesterday.
Hard to pull you away from Hoboken.
I don't know. Flew in late last night. I said, I don't care. This is a yes. It was an easy yes. Thank you, Bert.
Thank you on behalf
of so many people. Thank you.
Thank you so much for being in here.
Absolutely.
Wow. It's the Bert Show.
The Bert Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Bert. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Waitlist by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Thank you guys again for setting that up with Andy Stanley. I don't want to get into it right now, but it was a sign that I needed. So thank you. It meant a lot. Thank you. Woo. Okay. It's going to be a lot of this, man. I've been teetering the last couple of days. I feel really like emotionally confused. And then when I start to get the feels, I have been going into default mode for me, which has been my whole life, is like, keep it together, man. You still got 2.5 more shows. You can cry at 10:01 on Friday, but I'm really trying hard not to let that happen. And if it's going to happen, if I'm going to cry, I'm going to cry.
Embrace it.
Okay.
It's good to feel the emotions. I started writing what I was going to say the last day last night. I got one sentence in. And I'm like, I can't do this right now.
I just have one request. If you're going to cry more than me, I need you to do that.
I don't think I do that. It's been so long since I had a really... When's the last time I really boohooed? The last time I really boohooed was when I had to put Riggins down. Uncontrollable tears. But even then, I wouldn't do it in front of my family. I ran to into my master bedroom, buried my head in the pillow, and slammed the door behind me and did it in silence, but I couldn't stop crying.
Have you ever boohooed on the air?
I don't think
so. And not just
so.
In your 25 years on the Burt Show, but in your 40 years of radio, have you ever had a sobbing moment on the air?
Uncontrollably crying where you just can't get it together?
I mean, not it doesn't even have to be that far, but I'm saying like a even just a good healthy cry.
I there must have been. I mean, with all the stuff that we've gone through with Burt's Big Adventure, that's when I boohoo.
Yeah.
After a funeral.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm talking about on the air.
On air.
Yes, on air.
I can't recall it. And if you're looking for a boohoo on Friday, I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think. I don't know if I'm even capable of giving up that kind of emotional control, but maybe. I don't know.
You answered my question because my dad's very similar. I mean, after my mom passed, he was tearing up. He's like, I'm sorry, I need to get it together. And I was like, you're a wife of 35 years. It's cool. You can cry in front of us. We're all in this together. So I'm just always curious. He felt like he had to hold it together for the family. Do you feel like you have to hold it together for everyone else? And that's kind of why you put the kibosh on it?
That's a question for therapy. Why won't I? I think, first of all, this generation, my generation of men, were taught by their parents, by their dad specifically, that's not what we do. Mm. All right. You stay in control of your emotions. If you're in control of your emotions, then you're in control of the situation. And for my dad, it was, you've got a job to do. I mean, you can't be boohooing in front of everybody, man. Get done what you have to get done. And then the privacy of your own home or wherever you're at, then you can let it go. But in front of people, you just don't do that. So I think as a leader, and somebody that's tried to be a manager somehow, some way, I'm like, I think my staff will take more comfort if I'm calm during a storm than really losing it and being authentic. So yeah, I generally haven't given but since I won't be a manager or a leader Friday, there you go. You might get it.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
He might be the smartest public-facing person in music, at least that I'm aware of. I think Charlie Puth might be one of the smartest guys in the music industry right now.
Dude, I love his Music 101 videos. So he posts them on TikTok and he just breaks down different things about music. But the way he talks about it, even if you know nothing about music, you don't care. It is fascinating. I love listening to him.
He did one a couple of weeks ago, maybe when Taylor Swift's new album came out, and he was comparing, because people are like, oh, she stole this song from somebody else and these notes from somebody else. And he explained exactly why she didn't and what would be considered stealing. And he did it in such a great way that I even understood it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He jokingly calls himself Professor Charlie Puth when he has to educate. And so I had actually reshared that post because everyone was saying, including myself, the same thing about Taylor Swift. And he said that you have to have 5 consecutive notes for it to be an interpolation rather than rather than it just kind of sounding very similar. And I think maybe she had three or four notes in the same sequence. And he's like, honestly, sometimes artists accidentally do it because there's literally only so many notes that you can use. And so I saw this yesterday where he was doing, again, a little Professor Charlie Puth segment where he was saying, okay, everyone thinks that AI is going to take over the music industry. But he's like, from my point of view, this is why I think AI might be a tool that people use, but it will never replace human artistry.
I don't think AI is ever going to completely take over human-made music, mainly because what makes human-made music so special are its imperfections. For instance, I can tell AI to go make a song right now, and the drums are most likely going to sound boring and bland. Not very inspiring. And the song Stronger, made by Kanye West, who is human, has an open hi-hat sound as the snare drum. That's much more interesting. AI will sometimes take every mistake out of a song. Sometimes those mistakes add to the vibe. When you listen to Hey Jude by the Beatles, at 2 minutes and 58 seconds, you'll hear Paul McCartney say, oh, effing hell, because he played the wrong chord. Here's just the vocals if you don't believe me. Sting sat on the piano at the very beginning of Roxanne. They kept it in. Another thing AI will sometimes do is make every song a perfect tempo. One, two. But music was meant to breathe. Take September by Earth, Wind, and Fire. At the beginning of the song, it starts out at this tempo. By the end of the song, we're much faster. And you probably never even noticed. AI is never going to wipe us off the planet creatively. Like every new piece of technology that comes around every decade, we humans have to learn how to work with it to make music that no one's ever heard before. We are all imperfect beings, but that's what makes art relatable.
I think you got two things wrong there. We're still in the infant stages of AI. So while he might be right now, I'm not sure in another 5 years or 10 years that'll be the case, which is freaking everybody out, including myself. And the second thing I think he got wrong was he referred to Kanye West as a human. And I'm not sure that's true either.
Well, you know, there is also a theory that AI won't become super smart because of the degradation model. So AI is going to train AI, but because right now, if you pull something from chat, it's flawed. It has mistakes. But the problem is that will be used to train future AI and it'll keep training itself and it'll get more and more basic and simplified until it's missing all of the cool flaws and characteristics of humanity because it's training its own model and each version is less and less smart.
So Cassie and I have different feelings about this. If I were you guys, she's way smarter than I am. She wins. So
it's
yeah.
Just a theory. It might happen. I hate AI if I'm being honest, but I only hate the lack of regulations around it and the fact that it uses so much water. Please don't use it to make your grocery lists. It's stealing drinking water from us.
I need you and Charlie Puth in the same room. I want to hear you guys have a conversation about AI.
I would love that.
The Burt Show.
All right, Burt Show fam, let's talk for just 1 second here. We need your help. We need your help. I'm going to ask you one last time. We have been spending the better part of a couple of weeks here going, whenever we ask you guys for something, you have always shown up. Always, always, always. And I got kind of a big ask today, because tonight is the end of our Burt's Big Adventure raffle. 5 o'clock?
Yes, 5 p.m. today.
If we get 441 raffle tickets sold today, which is that's a lot of raffle tickets for what, 9 hours, 10 hours, whatever it's going to be. It will be the most that we ever sold in our raffle history.
I think that's doable. But again, like, you know, I love you, like, rallying the troops. I am very self-conscious of anything feeling like guilt trip. If you have the means, because I know, this is the thing that a lot of nonprofits are dealing with this year, and the nonprofits that I work with, even outside Burt's Big Adventure, is times are tough and people are strapped, and we 1,000% understand that. If you are in a position where you could purchase a $100 raffle ticket, that would mean the world for Burt's Big Adventure.
Or maybe there's just one donor out there that's super duper duper rich and doesn't cover the whole thing. I mean, I'm not above guilt right now.
For sure, if you have the means, because I understand, I mean, we're all in a position where the economy, I think, is tanking, but I know a lot of people have been reaching out to us and writing all of these really sweet and thoughtful notes about just how much they're going to miss the show. Honestly, think of this as a retirement to Burt, like a retirement gift to Burt. Like if you wish you could go to a party where Burt was going to accept, you know, letters and gifts and, you know, just everything to commemorate the last 20 25 years. Think of this as kind of like a little way to set him off into the sunset.
I like the way you're thinking right now. Okay. This would be really a phenomenal way to go out, to be able to come in here tomorrow and say, hey, we did it, you guys. So we just need to sell 441, all right, by tonight at 5 o'clock. It is a 2025 Audi Q3 from Audi Atlanta.
Yeah, they're like, tell us what we're freaking winning. Yeah, we're going to give you $100.
Like, we've been telling you a lot, so this will only the last couple of times we can tell you. The car is absolutely stunning. You could see it up online at burtsbigadventure.org. And even if you don't win that, you could still get your money back plus more.
Yes. So we're going to have three additional winners that are going to take home $500 in cash. But yes, we will be drawing a winner, and this person will be driving off in a brand new 2025 Audi Q3 courtesy of Audi Atlanta. But 5 p.m. That's the call time, people. So you got to go to burtsbigadventure.org to get your ticket today.
Yeah, and if you don't have the money, call your rich friends.
Yeah.
They got the money right now. They're probably still making money on the stock market and all that.
You know what so even if you can't right now afford a $100 raffle ticket, just share the information. Like, yeah, share it on social media and share the link to, and maybe some of your friends. And if everybody does that, I think we can 1,000% reach that goal.
It's a lot of tickets. 441 is a lot of tickets. But let's give it a try here. You can buy those tickets up until 5 o'clock tonight at burtsbigadventure.org. All right, Rebecca, a full circle moment at the end of the Burt Show.
Yes. And I wrote something. Everyone's shocked. Everyone's so shocked. Rebecca's got a piece of paper in front of her.
You're such a good writer. You and Abby both are excellent writers. So can you write Burt and I's goodbye letter for Friday?
I really did start to become a little bit panicked about it yesterday in traffic, going, I haven't written anything. Do I just want to do this thing off the top of my head like we've been doing for 25 years? Do I want to make notes? But I'm definitely getting those like quick shots of anxiety when I think about doing it. Maybe because I don't want to face it entirely.
Ding, 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 ding.
Is that it? Okay.
I would love to do it. A dime a word. So it's been a stressful month for all of us. What with the Burt Show officially coming to an end, I don't want to say I struggled more or less than anyone here, but I'd been having a very difficult few weeks leading up to this one for a pretty significant reason, and that's because I was afraid that I had cancer again. If you don't know my story, I was diagnosed with tongue cancer in October 2023. I had multiple surgeries, radiation, chemo, and then immunotherapy as extra insurance that the cancer would never return. I've had clear scans for over a year, which I'm so grateful for, but something a little different popped up on my last scan. I had a few lymph nodes light up that were labeled low suspicion. Now, my care team was not concerned. Long story short, the immunotherapy I had been on for over a year and a half had kind of gone crazy style with side effects on my body. But over the next couple of weeks, I was racked with anxiety over my body. I noticed things that I thought were abnormal. So my care team, who really does care for me, moved my next scan closer by quite a bit to reassure me. That scan came back and the results were stable, but I needed extra reassurance and they knew that. So they ordered me a different kind of scan to make sure there was zero concern. Well, that scan came back with confusing results. So they ordered me a biopsy. And when I heard the word biopsy, I fell apart. Because the last biopsy I had was when I received the diagnosis of cancer. I had my biopsy last Wednesday. I wanted so badly just to be present with you guys and enjoy the last 2 weeks of the show, but I was really suffering. I kept thinking to myself, I can't have cancer again. It'll ruin Burt's retirement. I was supposed to get my results like today, like early this week, but last Friday, while I was hanging out with my sweet boyfriend who has really supported me above and beyond more than most people like usually need to in 6 months, I got the call from my PA, Kelly, and she told me that the biopsy results were in and that they were benign. There was no cancer. So, Burt, I'm not ruining your last week.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
It's the least you could do.
This is her retirement gift to you.
It really is.
That would be a huge gift for you to be healthy for the rest of your life. That would be a huge gift. Make it happen.
I'm trying my best. It feels just very full circle because, you know, I got this diagnosis while I was on the show. And it feels like you guys have been along with me through this journey. And this confirmation that I got a biopsy and I have the best confirmation that I do not have cancer, it gives me the confidence now to end the show and move on with my life and feeling like I have beaten this disease and my battle is over. But keep praying for me because it doesn't help. Like, it doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt. So keep praying for me. But I just wanted to thank you guys really quickly. I have just like a little laundry list of thanks because you guys have done so much for me while I have been here. Bert, when I was gone for months, you refused to let me take short-term disability. You paid my full paycheck. You wanted to visit me in the hospital as soon as I got out of surgery, and I wouldn't let you because I looked insane. There's so much more I could say. Thank you so much. Kristen, you sat with me in chemo. You made me play a Golden Girls game when I had never watched a single episode. You organized the most iconic end of treatment party for me, and you've celebrated me. Thank you. Cassie, you've been incredible as a manager. You've always understood when I need to be out. You ran my 5K and have supported me so much, even when you've struggled with your own hardships surrounding cancer. Thank you.
Love you.
Love you too. Abby, you got me the cake I wanted when I ended treatment, and that was very special to me. It was very beautiful. I've been on multiple trips with you. You are one of my great friends, and you've supported me so much. Tommy, even when I was so afraid, sitting with you back in the studio and talking about movies or just talking crap, you always made me laugh and forget. Katie, you've been there since the beginning. You always listen to my fears. You give the best hugs. I know you have a direct line to God, so I always tell you everything. Jackson, you made out with me. Thank you. That was really important to me.
That might be the greatest gift of all.
I know.
Get Rebecca back in the game.
You patiently reassured me when I was insecure about my tongue. Amber, you've sent me such kind words and have been so understanding. Mikey, you could have done more. I'm just kidding. I love you, Mikey. Mikey always makes me laugh. The bond between a 31-year-old girl and a 23-year-old coworker is so special. I love you guys so much.
We love you too, Rebecca.
Bert, I love you.
I'm so glad you're retiring and I never have to talk about cancer on radio ever again.
Amen, girl.
It's my fault. No one forced me. It's my fault.
I'm very proud of this staff, man. I'm very proud of this show and this generation of the show. I think because of the youth group here, it's just brought a different energy and a different support for each other. And it's something that I'm really, really proud of. And I'm glad my final days in radio are with this staff right here. So thank you, you guys.
The Bert Show.